إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آذائهم وعاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم جعلكم أزواجا وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تدع إلا بعلمي وما يعمر من معمر ولا ينقص من عمره إلا في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing Surah Fatir and the verse we recited, verse number 11, and Allah talks about human creation. I read the translation, inshallah. Allah created you from dust, then from a drop of fluid, then He made you mates. No female conceives or delivers except with His knowledge, and no elderly person advances in years, nor in anything diminished of his life, but it is recorded in a book that is indeed easy for Allah. Allah just gave a nutshell the human life in few sentences. And how we start? Allah created from dust. What does it mean, dust? There are two different narratives on the dust. One narrative is that Adam was created by dust. That's one narrative. And another narrative is that we are all created by dust, because we are like elements, carbon, hydrogen, and all these things. So there are two different narrations about creating by dust. Then from a drop of fluid, which is seminal fluid. And how seminal fluid goes? That basically we are created by dust, but to transfer sperm from one generation to another generation, it comes to the transferring of the seminal fluid, which goes from male to female. That's what Allah is talking about. Then He made you mates. Means we have mates, which is with Allah's grace, so that we can have population. Then He made you mates. No female conceives or delivers except this knowledge. Subhanallah. He goes to deep now. See, He started with the dust. Okay. Then He went to the semana fruit, then male and female, then I say no female conceive or delivers except with His knowledge. All things in His knowledge comes. Then He goes to further stage, and no elderly person advances in year, means he will nobody get more age, but with His knowledge, right? Not anything diminished of His life, but only by His knowledge. So the age we have is under Allah's control too, okay? But it is recorded in a book also. Allah says, it's in Lohe Mahfuz, a recorded book. What is a recorded book? How long we are going to live, okay? That is indeed easy for Allah. Allah says, it's all easy for me, because now you see Allah's complete control on our life, you know? And especially, I want to focus on the age. What is the issue with the age, you know? So, there is a commentary from Prophet ﷺ about age. Prophet said, verily almsgiving in sadaqah and union of kindred cause house to be furnished and prolong the lifetimes. Means if you do sadaqah and we make sure the families are united, our age will go up. And the people who cut the ties, family ties, their age goes down. You know, they don't live that long. And now the second hadith from Prophet ﷺ, who desires his sustenance to increase and his death to be postponed, should perform union of kinder. So that's what the union of kinder is. If you want more, your risk, your more money to come in your life, you should have love and family. Okay, and it's all recorded in the book. And Lohe Mahfuz, Allah put a recorded thing which never changes. That this person will do that long, and this one will do that long, you know. And it all comes with Allah's decree. So we pray to Allah that Allah gives long age so we can do good deeds, right? وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ وَمِنْ كُلٍ تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ تستخرجون حلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك فيه مباخر لتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. Now this is the next verse about ocean life. See, Allah talks so much about ocean life. Although Quran was revealed in the desert, right? But Allah talks so much ocean life because Allah is the God of the universe. He covers so much ocean life because we have so much ocean life. You know, how much ocean life we have, you know. But Allah mentioned it all the time. Now I read the verse, inshallah. Not alike are two seas. This one sweet and agreeable, pleasant to drink. And that one, briny and bitter. And from each you eat fresh meat. And to obtain ornaments which you wear. And you see the ships flowing through them, that you may seek of His grace, so that you may give thanks. It's all about the blessings of oceans. Now Allah talks about two kinds of water. Fresh water and salty water. Fresh water we hear, like the Caspian Sea, that is fresh water. And all rivers and ponds are fresh water. Salty water is oceans, you know. Allah talks about those two waters, you know. He says about them, and what He says about them, that from each of them you eat fresh meat, you know, like fish and seabirds, you eat all that. The meat from the water. And often ornaments which you wear. Not only that, you eat meat and seabirds that you have ornaments to wear. All these pearls and all these things you have, you know, expensive. This stuff comes from them, you know. Allah says that. And you see ships flowing through them. Because, you know, ships flow through it. This is, Allah's blessing. Most of the traveling in past used to happen with ships only. There was no airplanes. And that was the grace of Allah that ships can flow through ocean because of the density rules. And so, and the air currents. So Allah is talking about that all this transportation I did for you. I gave you meat, I gave you ornament, I gave you all this transportation that are going from here to there. Allah talks about it, right? Now Allah says, if you see the ships flowing through them and you may seek of His grace. All this merchant ship, merchandise, you know, even this oil transportation today is going through ship, right? The oil, the gas we use, all, you know, if you share the Strait of Hormuz, there won't be much oil in the world, you know, that's how it is. It's Allah's grace. And then you may seek of His grace so that you may give thanks to Him. Now there is a discussion about fresh water and salty water. There was some argument that we have meat from those, fresh meat is from both water, but what about ornaments? Ornaments are only in the salty water. Allah talks about the both. That ornaments are also from fresh water also. So research shows that you can grow all these things which create pearls also in fresh water. So that's the answer for them. Now there is also discussion that this is also metaphoric. That salty water and fresh water are two different things on a physical level. But it's also metaphoric in the sense that a believer is like a fresh water. And non-believers are like salty and bitter, you know. Both are alike, they sit together, but the inner side is filthy. You know, the inner side is filthy of non-believers, and believers have sweet side, you know. This is another metaphoric form about this issue, okay. Yuliju al-layl fi an-nahari, wa yuliju an-nahari fi al-layl, wa sakhkara ash-shamsa wal-qamar, kullun yajri li ajalin musamma, thalikum Allahu rabbukum lahu al-mulk, walladhina tad'una min dunihi ma yamliku min Qitmir. Now Allah talks about day and night conversation. Now Allah says, He makes the night pass into day and makes the day pass into night. And He has disposed the sun and moon, each moving for a specific term. That is Allah your Lord, to Him belongs all sovereignty. As for those who you invoke beside Him, they don't control so much as the husk of the dead stone. That's not even their control. Husk of dead stone. Allah says, see, husk of dead stone is just such a thin film. Of some covering, Allah says, they don't even control this much in this universe. Allah. So now Allah talks about what? He make night pass into day and day pass to night. There are two commentary on passing, which Mizan says especially. Passing is what? Night passing day. Means night is longer than day. That's what Mizan said. And when that happens in the winter time. And the day pass to night, he said, is in summer time. So you have prolongation alternately day and night. And that's how you get the seasons. And that's how you have different crops coming because of this beauty of surpassing, you know, in different seasons. Allah made those seasons. And there's another more commentary on this. That passing is said that night doesn't shut quickly and day doesn't come quickly. There's a twilight zone, which gives easy transformation of our physical body and physiology of the body and relaxation slowly. Or maybe somebody is doing farming So now that it doesn't shake quick, so that it became dark. So Allah gives chance for everybody to move around. You know, this is the beauty of Allah, to do it gradual. You know, these are Allah's beauty to make things easy for our physical needs and our psychological needs. You know, because we cannot take sudden changes. You know, in tad'uuhum la yasma'u du'aakum wallahu sami'u ma وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ وَلَا يُنَبِّكُمْ بِمِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ. Now Allah is talking about these idols, because Allah said that they don't even control this much of the husk of dead stone, right? Who you are calling beside Allah. Now Allah is talking about these idols. First I read translation, then we'll go inshallah explanation. If you invoke them, they will not hear your invocation. And even if they heard you, they cannot respond to you. And on the day of resurrection, they will forswear your polytheism. We didn't care for polytheism. They will say that. And none can inform you like the one who is unaware. Now Allah is talking about these idols. Then if you call for them, they will not respond to you, because they are just idols. And even if they heard you, they cannot respond to you. Now what is that? They don't hear you. So what Allah is talking about? If they heard you, they will not respond to you. Invocation means maat. Means there are two kinds of idols they make. One idol statue and one idol they make up of angels and prophets. Like they make idol of Jesus and all those, right? So those are also they call as God. So for Allah, it is shirk, right? And if they even heard you, they cannot respond to you. Now I'll go into detailed commentary inshallah on that. And on the day of resurrection, they will forsever your polytheism. And none can inform you like the one who is all aware. Because only Allah can inform you on judgment day what happened. They will forsake the polytheism. Now we know what idols, that they cannot hear you and they cannot respond to you at all, because they are just statues. But those who are like prophets, you know. Now there's a discussion, and that you know, some discussion here. I'll tell you, inshallah, that those prophets which we have, if you call them as God, they will never respond to you. That's one thing clear, okay? If you call, oh prophet, you are my God, and respond, they will never respond to you. That's one thing. And another thing is that if there is, you know, like they don't have after death, they don't have, you know, independent facilities, these prophets. So for those, since they are prophets, Allah will make them hear what Allah wants them to hear. Right? They are not totally independent of Allah. Okay? So Allah will make them hear what Allah wants them to hear. And then on the judgment day also, they can do only shifaat only with Allah's permission. So it's total Allah's control on them too, you know. So then there's total control of Allah. Now there's a discussion about it. These martyrs, you know, martyrs are alive, right? And martyrs can hear and see you. But with everything is on total Allah's control, you know. It's not like black and white, it's a gray zone, but you'd understand that gray zone. There's in gray zone is all Allah's will on them. So they're not totally independent. You know, we know that there are a lot of narrations that the Prophet's company used to go to Prophet's tomb and ask him to get help for their hardships and because of his great position in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did that. And we do that. But it's all with Allah's leave, you know. They are not independent totally. And if you call in the Lord, they will never respond to you. So that's the clarification. Ya ayyuhan nasu antum fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. In yasha yudhibkum wa yatti bi khalqin jadid. Wa ma dhalika ala Allahi bi aziz. Now Allah talks about our helplessness, how helpless we are. First he talks about creation and all that, day and night and all that, and nobody will respond to you or respond on judgment day. Now Allah talks further about us, how helpless we are. Now Allah says how helpless you are, since I did all these favors to you, and how helpless you are. Allah reminds us, and he says that, O mankind, you are the ones who stand in need of Allah. And Allah, he is all sufficient and all laudable. If he wishes, he will take you away and bring about a new creation, and that is not a hard thing for Allah. We totally need Allah. We cannot survive with this whole universe needs Allah. This whole universe is sustaining because of Allah's will. If Allah wish, we will not exist, you know. That's how it is. And Allah doesn't need us. You know, like Allah did not create us for any of His need. He did favor to us that He created us, but He didn't need us. It's all that Allah favor that we are here. It's all His blessing. If He wants, He can just erase us, bring new people. And that's Allah, you know, because Allah is all sufficient and all laudable. We don't do any favor to Allah. He did all of us. Now Allah talks about judgment now. Now Allah is talking about all these things, right? From creation and day and night and everything and food and jewelry and all that. And then all that, now He's coming to judgment day. See how Allah does in a nutshell everything. Keep us in our positions. وَلَا تَزِرُوا وَازِرْتُمْ وِزْرُ أُخْرَى وَإِن تَرْعُوهُ وَإِن تَرْعُوهُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَىٰ حِمْلِهَا وَلَا يُحْمِلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُوا الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبُّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Now Allah talks about judgment day, how everybody will be carrying their own burdens. And if somebody purifies themselves, purify for themselves. Now this is why we have to be careful. That's why always we should be worried about how many good deeds we did today. Because every good deed, everybody wants to hold on judgment day. They don't want to share with anybody, right? That's what Allah is talking about. Now Allah says, I read translation. No bearer shall bear another's burden. And should one heavily burden call another to carry it, nothing ought to be carried. If somebody is heavy burden, please help me, nobody will help. Even if we're a near relative, you can only warn those who fear their Lord in secret and maintain the prayer. Whoever purifies himself, purifies only for his own sake, and to Allah is the return. That's how it is. Everybody has to carry their own burden judgment day. And nobody will, your father will not help son, and son cannot help father. But Allah says, you can only make people understand who fear their Lord in secret and maintain their prayer, you know. Whoever purifies himself, purify only for his own sake, you know. The sign of purification is what? Taqwa, fear, sign of purification that we become muttaqi, we fear Allah and we pray Him secret and we do salah. These are signs of purification. Allah says, if you do that, it's only for your own sake and to Allah your return. For Allah is Masih, we are going to Him very soon. We came only for a short time to get purified only. And one who is purified is the winner on judgment day for eternal bliss. Now Allah gave an example of two groups of people. Like, because Allah said everything now. Now Allah is saying, now you have two groups. What are you now, the two groups? وَمَا يَسْتَبِلْ عَمَا وَالْبَثِيرْ وَلَا ظُلْمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورْ وَلَا ظِلْنُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورْ وَمَا يَسْتَبِلْ أَحْيَا وَلَا أَمْبَاتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْمَعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Okay, now Allah says, now you are two groups. What are your two groups? The blind one and seer are not equal. Means who is blind, who sees, are not equal, Allah says. Nor darkness and light, nor shade, nor torrid heat. They're all different. Like Allah gave us example of salty water and fresh water, believer, non-believer. Now Allah is saying again, nor are the living equal to dead. Who is living? Who listens to Allah. Who is dead? Who doesn't listen to Allah, right? Allah says that. Now Allah says another, Allah makes whoever He wishes to hear. Everybody will not hear Allah, unless Allah guide, you know. So we have to pray to Allah, Allah make us hear you. Don't make us blind and deaf and dead. Further Allah says, and you cannot make those who are in the graves to hear. Like they are like in graves who don't hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That already dead, you know. In anta illa nadir, inna arsalna ka bilhaqe bashiran wa nadira wa immin ummatin illa khilafiha nazir. Now Allah says to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after all this, but you are a warner. Indeed, we have sent you with the truth. Prophet, we sent you with the truth. Bilhaqe. As a bearer of good news and a warner, Allah says. And there is not a nation, but a warner has passed in it. There's always in a nation there has been war in our past. Means that it's not like you would understand. Now I read a commentary on this war, not a nation but a war in his past. What does it mean? That if you know, like if one prophet came in the big city and if the Allah expected this news to spread all over the place, and then people should remember him. It's not like every city will have all the time one prophet, you know. But reality is that Allah sent one prophet in a big city and the news should spread and it should go to everybody. That's what happened to Jesus and the Prophet. The Prophet came to Mecca, but the news spread everywhere, right? So in each nation there was a warner. Some say that warner means maybe a scholar, you know. So there are the discussion of warner means scholar or prophet. But by and large, you know, Allah did not leave anybody excuse on judgment day if they did not have warner, right? So Allah have, you know, some have like in some different places and the news came, you know. That's how it is, you know. وَإِنْ يَكَذِّبُكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَبِالزُّبُرِ وَبِالْكِتَابِ مُنِيرٍ. And if they impugn you, those before them have impugned, belied. Their apostle brought them manifest proof, all these kind of miracles, and holy rites. Zubur, what is Zubur? Holy rites. They are like Allah's praising, you know. Like David brought Psalm. It was not like a illuminated scripture, but it was like a Zubur. Holy rites means there was a praising to Allah. It's called Zubur, you know, praising to Allah. And illuminating scriptures. So, you know, like, so Allah said that if you been belied, other prophets have been belied, they brought manifest proof and holy rites and illuminating scriptures. So, but people belied, you know, and that's what happened to people, you know, they become two different groups, you know, no matter how much you say, but if their heart is not open, their heart is dead, they will not hear it, whatever you say, unless Allah guides. What happened to Imam Hussain alayhi salam? You know, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, everybody knew that he is Prophet's grandson and he's saying the truth. And they all knew that he's saying the truth. And the other side, we have the like scholars there. Let's see, there were scholars and they were there, half his Quran and all those. But their heart was for the world, you know, position and power. There was no true illumination of Allah's light in them, you know. So they got misguided, you know. We have to be careful in today's world that we live as Shia of Imam Mahdi in this world, but we have to understand, and Muslims also, I'm telling everybody, but we have to ask, do we worship Allah or we worship the love of this world, you know? Because the one who killed Imam Hussain were the worshipper of this world. They knew everything. But since they love this world, Allah shut their heart. We pray to Allah that Allah doesn't shut our heart from the guidance in this glittering world, which is full of attraction, and put our love to this world and not pay attention to Allah, because if our heart goes to this glittering world, our ear will not hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart will go to this world. They want to hear. And that's how people become deaf and blind, because of their desire makes their ear deaf, eyes blind. And we feel that if we, you know, we are in already in qabr and don't hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those martyrs who are alive, you know those martyrs who does shafa'at, they are so close to Allah and they feel bad for the people of the world, that's why they are dead. We pray to Allah and Allah and enlighten our hearts, hasten the appearance of Imam, and make us hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.